Manu Patra alert dated the 12th of September 2017. Supreme Court has banned transportation of firecrackers in the national capital. In the order, court mentioned that there is enough stock of firecrackers available in Delhi NCR and the dealers should use that stock. Supreme Court has said that ex-party decree, once set aside, will cease to exist and cannot be regarded as decree of the court of first instance. Supreme Court has cleared the decks for auction of Sahara Group's flagship Ambi Valley project in Maharashtra to raise money that it had asked the company to pay the market regulator. Supreme Court has asked Chief Justice of Allahabad High Court to appoint two new observers for disputed land in the Babri Masjid Ram Mandir case within 10 days. Supreme Court has asked Election Commission for its views on a plea seeking to disqualify Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar from the Assembly, allegedly because he had concealed his criminal record while filing an election affidavit. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a petition seeking directions for country-wide ban on the deadly online game Blue Whale Challenge after several incidents of young children committing suicide due to the game have come to light. U.S. Supreme Court has issued a short-term order restoring President Donald Trump's ban on thousands of refugees seeking entry to the country. The order puts a lower court ruling on hold until the High Court decides whether to grant the administration's request for a longer-term order. Allahabad High Court has barred parallel proceedings in National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, and the Debt Recovery Tribunal, DRT. In a case between State Bank of India, SBI, and an individual guarantor for Kanpur-based LML that had defaulted on 73 crore rupees in loans. Delhi High Court has requested district and sessions judges to sensitize judicial officers posted under their jurisdiction regarding the maximum period for which an accused can be kept in custody under Prevention of Money Laundering Act, 2002, PMLA. Delhi High Court has issued show cause notice to all candidates in the fray over a PIL showing how the campaign had left Delhi and its public property defaced, some with permanent scars, so to speak. Delhi High Court has upheld an order passed by a single judge invalidating exclusion of certain categories from the quota set apart for wards of soldiers and defense personnel who suffered in combat or were disabled during active service.